Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday, September 19th. I'm not Alex Jones. He'll be back tomorrow. This is Aaron Dykes sitting in. But we do have a power-packed show. We've got Wall Street being occupied by protesters. We've got QE3 in the works. We've got Ron Paul with the really big straw poll win over the weekend in California and a shut-down Texas straw poll. We also have the Black Caucus saying they'd be in revolution if it weren't for Obama, or marching on White House anyway, and plenty of other stories. We have lots of guests joining us today. Lou Rockwell coming up in half an hour to talk about Ron Paul, the dollar, and the rest of it. Can Ron Paul win? That's the question he's been dealing with. He's had the interview with Alex Jones posted consistently for the past 2 weeks or so since he was on our nightly news TV show. We also have Rizwan Sabir, not sure if I'm even pronouncing that name right, but we'll have a chance to speak with him and hear about how he was researching terrorism in Al-Qaeda for a PhD project, but was instead arrested. And he eventually won in his appeal in court proceedings and was awarded money. We're going to talk to him about that situation and the dangerous clampdown on the right to research, the right to free speech, and the rest of it. And then coming up in the last hour, we have Alan Watt, who's one of the most versatile and deeply researched people I've ever spoken with in this community of conspiracy theorists or what you will, people who really just knew what was going on several years in advance, who predicted the economic collapse and who understand the people who are really running the system and why these things keep happening the way they do. So for right now, we're going to talk about Ron Paul cheated out of Texas straw poll win. Congressman would have defeated Governor Perry in his own state. Now, of course, Ron Paul won the California straw poll over the weekend with 44%, I believe. Perry was at a 29%. You know, Romney and Bachman were down there under 10%, and all the other candidates were well below 2%, even less than 1%. Very strong win. And then we have the Texas straw poll just canceled for, quote, lack of interest. Is that because Ron Paul, also from Texas, was going to head up against Governor Rick Perry and it would have been embarrassing for him to lose? Well, obviously that's the question. Paul Joseph Watson, Ron Paul is riding high again after his California straw poll victory yesterday, but some Paul supporters are questioning why the Texas straw poll was canceled for lack of interest. And whether it was actually killed because the congressman would have inflicted an embarrassing defeat on Governor Rick Perry in his own state. According to a June 16 Washington Times report, the Texas GOP decided to cancel the straw poll, which was held on September 1st last year, because of a lack of interest expressed by the candidates and due to fears the event would not recoup the financial outlay. So there you have it. Even when Ron Paul wins, he still gets censored because they just don't even take the poll. He basically won in Iowa, if you discount the fact that Bachman bought her votes. Ron Paul was within the margin of error of winning anyway. He continues to show extremely strongly, and the mainstream media just basically won't acknowledge the elephant in the room. No pun intended with the GOP, but Ron Paul, of course, the only true candidate anywhere in that mix. Perhaps more important, but far less talked about, Operation Twist, Fed ready for QE3. And they've been quietly, tacitly acknowledging that this is going to happen, whether it's called QE3 or not, but have been dallying on whether or not to actually launch a quantitative easing number three. Daily Forex Fundamentals, written by Donks Bank, says the FOMC will probably get QE3 rolling by the end of the year or early in 2012. We'll get more into that on the other side of the break. Plenty more, lots of guests coming up, and really everything just coming undone. The bailouts taking their toll, the larger economic crash coming, and the political games always in stride. I'm Aaron Dykes. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break. Infowars.com.
Money. You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back again on this Monday, September 19th show. I'm Aaron Dykes filling in. Alex will be back tomorrow, but again, he manages to keep working even on his well-deserved days off. Friday on the InfoWars Nightly News Show, we aired a special report he taped even after he had already taken off about the NFL pat-downs, the TSA-style pat-downs coming to NFL stadiums, all of them. And a call to boycott and no longer participate in those stadium games and no longer even watch it if possible. Just disengage Gandhi style from really what's a fascist overlay of bread and circuses where even the security has to go on there, allowing the police state in even to the realm of distraction. We're going to play that later in the show after we speak with Lou Rockwell. So stay tuned for Alex Jones' special report, and he'll be back tomorrow. But of course, the InfoWars Nightly News is just beginning. It's getting stronger and stronger every week. I sat in Friday when we reviewed some of the highlights from just our first 2 weeks. It's incredible just how much the New World Order has moved down the field in that short span of time. And the resistance is heating up too. Before the break, we were starting to get into how the Fed is ready for QE3. That's Kurt Nemo from this morning. We also have the Fed debates approach as inflation fears grow. We have the EU bonds rollover debt with Chinese bailout. We have Fed expected to launch new program while Europe debt troubles bubble. Rubini, Greece should default, leave the euro. Is September 20th Greek default day? And Europe digs even deeper debt hole. So everything is happening with Greece right now. And, of course, the Americans are on the hook for the bailout. Obviously, as I said, the Chinese involved as well. But a new wave of the Great Depression, the greatest recession, whatever you choose to call it, or whatever you see coming, we've been predicting it for some time, and things are just starting to hit a new plateau, I believe. And on the QE3 matter, we were discussing how, following the continued deterioration in economic data, we expect the Fed to take action in the form of a twist in the central bank's portfolio towards longer maturity government bonds, the Danish Bank writes. That is the FOMC, Danske Bank, I guess. Unless we see significant improvements in economic data over the next couple of months, we deem it likely the Fed will initiate QE3, buying more government bonds or mortgages. This could happen by the end of 2011 or early next year, and we don't even know the full implications of QE1 or QE2 quite yet, but we know it's an inflationary pressure. We're going to have Lou Rockwell up in the next half hour, just in a few minutes from now. And beyond Ron Paul, we're going to get into the dollar, QE3, and the Federal Reserve really is the biggest issue in the room right now. Shifting gears, though, we also have a number of activists occupying Wall Street. I think they're in their fourth day, may even be the fifth day now. I'm not 100%. We've got Madison Rupert. He's written, "No right to protest in America. Occupation of Wall Street thwarted thanks to ignorant police." Back in July, Adbusters began promoting a move to occupy Wall Street in protest of the rampant corruption, market manipulation, and out-of-control greed that is destroying our nation today. Adbusters was hoping for a turnout of some 20,000 angry Americans who would occupy Wall Street for months. Unfortunately, the numbers were a 20th of that. But the real story here is how the police blocked off, didn't allow the protesters into the Wall Street area. They closed off the Federal Reserve Bank as well. We've got a report coming up from Danny Panzella, True Squad TV, one of the activists there in New York. He was the one who tried to occupy the New York Federal Reserve just a few weeks ago, all by himself even. And the police, because they had read about it on Facebook, showed up in force. There was at least 40 police or so surrounding the building. Now there's, I haven't seen all the footage. I've seen some footage, but I would imagine quite a few more police blocking off an entire area. We're going to play a few minutes of that report. Luke Radowski, We Are Change, also down there, spoke with rapper Lupe Fiasco on Building 7 and on the Wall Street issues. He's got a hit single asking, did they really pull Building 7? We've got police block Occupy Wall Street protesters out of AFP, Agence France-Presse. Hundreds of people marched Saturday near Wall Street in New York, but the city thwarted their bid to descend into the heart of global finance itself to protest greed, corruption, and budget cuts. So you have a First Amendment right, supposedly, to appeal to government or so forth, but if you march down to the heart of the beast in Wall Street, they don't want to hear from you. The reason this is exciting, even though it's a lot of diverse groups, I don't agree necessarily with anyone's solution down there, but it's important that they're raising the questions and starting to appeal to the real power source, not even Washington, because government really is just a medium, a go-between for the power structure, for the power dynamics. And Wall Street right now and for some time has held most of that power, the power of our numbers of being regular people in this country and our power through the Constitution and Bill of Rights has been significantly dwindling and has been steadily going down with executive orders, overreach of the executive branch, and, of course, these drastic monetary reforms, if you can call them, a power handover. And so that's why it's interesting that Adbusters, who organized, I suppose, the biggest protest down on Wall Street, they say they plan to stay potentially for months. Many of them wanted to camp out, but as I mentioned, police have been blocking that off. But Adbusters put on their website, "Dear Patriots, rabble-rousers, revolutionaries, thousands will occupy Wall Street. We have our signs, banners, drums, etc. Then we'll get down to business and hold several people's assemblies to decide what our one demand will be." So they're trying to organize a massive protest to have only one demand. Shall we demand that President Obama reinstate Glass-Steagall Act, which prevents, you know, financial houses from doing investment and speculation stuff on top of regular commercial standard activities. Very important law that they broke apart in the 90s, of course, under Clinton, but both sides have been involved. And really, Treasury Secretary Geithner, a protege of Robert Rubin and Summers, Larry Summers, is just continuing that forward, and they're just it's just obscene what they're doing with the derivatives. That would be a great proposal. They also say outlaw flash trading, impose a 1% tax on all financial transactions, something Webster Tarpley's proposed. But they say these are good ideas, but not very energizing. How about we demand the revocation of corporate personhood and decide that's too complicated, too? So instead, they suggest we could demand Obama set up an American Democracy Reform Commission tasked with ending the moneyed corruption in Washington. Ending the moneyed corruption in Washington through Obama, who's a complete puppet of Wall Street, absolute 100% puppet. George W. Bush and the rest of them really have been almost pure puppets as well. So it's just absurd. Of course they should push for reinstating Glass-Steagall. That would go a very long way in repairing this. But let's just cut now to the Danny Panzella report and find out what he saw down on the Wall Street occupation. Do we have that clip? Yeah, while he's getting that queued up, let's just see what else is going on here.
This is Danny Panzella reporting from Wall Street with this special report for TrueSquad.tv. The New York City Police Department has locked down Wall Street in anticipation of the Occupy Wall Street protests in Lower Manhattan. There seems to be no organized structure, and some attendees refer to the group as a leaderless resistance to corporate greed and monopoly.
Occupy Wall Street!
Occupy Wall Street!
Occupy Wall Street!
The protest was largely organized using social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter. While police presence is heavy, the NYPD is light on artillery. There are no cops in riot gear or LRAD crowd control weapons visible on the streets of the financial district. The private Federal Reserve Bank of New York has also closed its two-story steel castle doors in preparation to keep out the barbarians at the gates. While for the most part the protesters seem to be leftists, communists, and socialists calling for an end to capitalism, there's also a contingent of libertarians, anarcho-capitalists, and volunteerists calling for an end to corporate fascism and crony capitalism.
We got some capitalists here, I can see that. We got some socialists as well.
I've noticed that the people here come from so many different backgrounds.
I'm Trotskyist. I feel communist.
I consider myself an anti-consumerist libertarian.
Well, I'm an anarcho-capitalist. Well, above all else, I'm a volunteer.
I'm a Christian. I believe in limited government. I believe in the Constitution.
We recognize that there is a problem, and that is corporate influence in American policymaking.
That our government isn't owned by us anymore.
Where we differ is the approaches on how to resolve that issue.
Well, we pretty much believe in a free market. But people should choose where to live and how they live.
I'm against the system. I'm against capitalism.
The main issue is corporate capitalism.
It looks like people either want to bring it down and restructure it or bring it down altogether.
The only solution really is to bring us back to the Constitution.
I don't think that any person who wants to overturn the system should be turned away. Anyone who believes in the revolution should be part of it.
And honestly, all I see is just people that just want to change.
In the days leading up to the protest, the FBI distributed a memo to Wall Street businesses warning that the hacktivist group Anonymous would be in attendance and had threatened to shut down Wall Street networks, and that their businesses should take precautions to secure their clients' data. Undercover law enforcement peppered the crowd, dressed as the infamous Black Bloc Communist group, and some wore Guy Fawkes masks, the trademark of Anonymous. They walked the crowd, observing and taking photos of activists, cataloging the groups that were in attendance. The undercovers are easily identifiable by their baggy clothes that holsters.
We're going to come back from that. The rest of the report is up on InfoWars. But as you can see, the important thing is that Wall Street itself and the Federal Reserve issue in particular is becoming the issue. You saw last week in the GOP debates, there was a major question on the Federal Reserve. They didn't even dare ask Ron Paul about it. The cat's out of the bag. The question is, are we actually going to hold them down and get them out of government and take our government back peacefully? We'll get more into that. We're just getting started. Guests coming up, Lou Rockwell practically on the other side. Alex back tomorrow, InfoWars.com.
poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Okay, we're back again at Infowars.com. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in for Alex. He'll be back so soon you can just feel it. We have the Infowars Nightly News Show again tonight. Several great guests on there. I don't see the write-up, but I know that it was Alex Adask and Dr. Russell Blaylock are going to be on the program tonight. Alfred Adask, excuse me. I think it was the first time he was on, but very interesting guest. They'll both be on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight, and plenty of other interesting topics we're going to cover as well. Now, as I was getting into before the break, and we're going to continue to bring this up with Lou Rockwell, former Ron Paul campaign manager, president of the Von Mises Institute, or the Mises Institute, and plenty of other credentials as well, and that is the Federal Reserve becoming one of the prominent issues even in the 2012 campaign. Now, as I mentioned before the break, last week on the CNN GOP debate, they did the Federal Reserve question, would you audit it, or what is your position on the Federal Reserve? And they didn't even ask Ron Paul the question. That's how afraid they were of giving him exposure on an issue he's extremely credible on, has spent his entire career covering. And yet we have marchers in the street surrounding the New York Federal Reserve and the entire Wall Street district, really starting to put the eye of focus on that institution for the first time, the private institution, which really has our whole country in a stranglehold grip and is deeply involved with the European bailouts and all the rest of it. And, of course, QE3 also on the horizon. Now we have support for Obama slips, unease on 2012 candidates. This is in the New York Times. President Obama's support is eroding among elements of his base after a year-long effort to recapture the political center has failed to attract independent voters, according to the latest New York Times CBS News poll, leaving him vulnerable at a moment when pessimism over the country's direction is greater than at any other time since he took office. Now, I've asked the guys to try to find this poll. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to find it in time for the program, but it was only a few weeks ago, and it wasn't just confidence in Obama that's slipping. It's overall confidence in the office of the presidency and of government itself. I know there's been lows like 12% approval of Congress, but you can see a chart somewhere in the mid-60s or so, maybe even 70s at some point, under President Clinton, and it takes a bit of a dive with the beginning of George W. Bush's presidency, spike again for 9/11, and then from that point all the way to the end of Bush's second term, a straight drop all the way to 7% approval for what I think was the office of the presidency itself. And you could see that timed almost explicitly with the 2008 financial crash and then the re-election, or the election rather, of Obama and a new president only sent the spike back up halfway to about 36% approval for the whole nation, of the whole office and of government itself. And that itself has eroded all the way back down towards at least 11, approaching 7. And that's with all this new financial stuff just beginning. And the point I'm trying to make is that it's a total loss of confidence. Everyone knows the woodworks are coming unglued. This financial stuff is about to sink in big time. And that's why they have the police state ready to go. That's why they prepared for riots. That's why you've seen all these white papers and studies on how to handle the population, because things are going to come unglued. They have no intention of fixing these things. They've used the instrument of government to transfer as much power as possible to that Wall Street contingent, which is the same thing as the Council on Foreign Relations contingent, the Skull and Bones contingent, the Bilderberg contingent, and the rest of it. Now, I think that was a presidential approval poll. Of course, that's been slipping for Obama as well. But obviously, he's going to take a lot of blame for this economic disaster, as he should in some ways for not fighting the system. But the point is, he's a puppet, and the true financial overlords have put in their people, and they're not changing these policies. In fact, as we already pointed out, QE3 is about to start. However, overtly, we don't yet know. We've also seen Ralph Nader, we covered this Friday on the InfoWars Nightly News show, joining the left against Obama, people who think he should be challenged in a primary. Of course he should. He has no claim to the presidency. These aren't kings and dictators. We elected them, but we should send them right back out of office, and it would only bolster the real candidates. Now, we're going to get all into the Ron Paul issue, the dollar, and more with Lou Rockwell coming up on the other side of this break. There's plenty more on the show. Stay tuned. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are back at InfoWars.com, California Dreamin' today. That is, if you're a Ron Paul supporter, still celebrating his 44% victory in the California straw poll over the weekend. On the line with us now is Lou Rockwell, editor of LouRockwell.com, one of the best alternative news sites anywhere on the web, boiling everything down. And are you there with us now, Lou?
I sure am, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks very much for joining us. So out of the gates, what is your response to Ron Paul's significant straw poll victory over the weekend, other progress he's been making, and where the campaign is headed?
Well, I thought you have a very good article up today on your webpage about how Texas just very conveniently canceled its straw poll because they said there was no interest in it. But, of course, as you point out, it was to prevent Perry from being embarrassed by having Ron smack him over the head in the state of which he's governor. And I think that's typical of what's happening with Ron. Of course, the establishment wants to hide things. I this is a terrible thing to admit, but I look at Politico every day, the Politico site, which is a very regime, of course, establishment site. And I was just interested this weekend, when would they report Ron's amazing victory in the California straw poll? And again, this is a victory, you know, among people who were all officials. These were not students or whatever. And he smashed the other candidate, Perry, Romney, Bachman, who was they brought in Bachman as the keynoter, and they were very, very cold and standoffish to Ron. They did none of the officials, with the exception of one, went to any of his receptions, or they didn't want him there, and yet he won overwhelmingly. So I was interested, when would Politico, which is the key D.C. political site, when would they report it? It wasn't reported on Saturday, wasn't reported on Sunday. Last night I noticed that under an article that said something like, why California is going to be electorally insignificant, because, you know, it's the date of the primary or whatever, there was a little tiny subhead, a micro subhead under there about Ron winning the California primary. On this same page, they still had a major headline about Santorum having won the Pennsylvania straw poll, his home state, of course, a week ago. So they still had that up a week later, and they just put, you know, so there's, that's typical. But, you know, I think it hurts them. It doesn't hurt Ron, because all his people know, first of all, nobody who's a Ron Paul supporter is going to Politico to find out what's going on. We just want to see maybe what the establishment is saying, but we're typically not looking for news. But I think the whole blackout of Ron, all that stuff rebounded on them, hurt them, because, of course, no regular American trusts the mainstream media. I don't care what your political orientation is, or even if you don't have a political orientation. We have an instinctual dislike of the networks, the three government networks that were set up, you know, after World War II. And the rest of the mainstream media, we know that they're a bunch of liars and stenographers for the government. So the fact that they don't like Ron Paul is actually a good thing, because it just stimulates his followers, stimulates his donors. He just raised another $1 million this weekend from regular Americans' average donation of about $56. And that's the way his fundraising goes. He's regular people support him. It's not the Warren Buffetts of the world. In fact, they, of course, want to do anything they can to prevent Ron Paul from doing well. But he is doing well. He's doing, you know, he keeps moving up in the polls. And I always think, even though I'm fascinated by the polls, I always like to put in my political blog on lewrockwell.com. I always like to report what the polls say. But I'm also aware that you can't really trust the polls. And one thing that always sticks in my head is that in the run-up to World War II, well, we now know that both Gallup and the other major polls cooperated with the Roosevelt administration to fake their results, so that it seemed like gradually over time more and more Americans were forgetting into World War II. In fact, that was a lie. Virtually nobody was forgetting into World War II until, of course, Roosevelt's event at Pearl Harbor happened. So sometimes pollsters are in cahoots with the government lie. So is that happening now? You know, I don't know, but it's always sort of niggling in the back of my head. But even among these polls, Ron is doing better and better. He, of course, they keep trying to say he's not top tier, and Bachman and Huntsman are top tier. Bachman, who's way below Ron, maybe getting half his support, according to these polls. And Huntsman, of course, who barely, you know, registers a pulse on these polls, just because he's the son of a billionaire and he's an establishment guy, he's considered top tier. But they can't, you know, all that kind of description of calling Ron not in the top tier just outrages his supporters, makes them want to work harder, and doesn't have any effect against him. So it's quite extraordinary. He comes in, of course, third, even in these polls, the national and state level polls. Quite exciting to see. It's like his all the work he did 4 years ago, and of course all the work he's been doing for decades in speaking out against the banksters and big government and the wars and all the rest of the depredations that Washington, D.C. visits on us. He's built up a huge amount of credibility. I don't think there's ever been anybody in American politics like Ron Paul, maybe politics anywhere like Ron Paul. So he has this huge credibility. He's sort of the opposite of the MSM or any other politician. People actually believe him. They actually believe he speaks the truth. And, of course, he does speak the truth. He always speaks his mind. And, you know, everybody loves that. So it's...
Well, he predicted all of this economic stuff coming down, even to the point where it would bolster his own popularity in 2012 race. And now we see the Federal Reserve emerging as a serious issue. They asked about it at the CNN debates. Some of the candidates said, yeah, they would audit it, but they kind of wouldn't even consider reforming the system itself. Meanwhile, the beast is totally unleashed. It's consuming Europe through the bailout process and all the rest of it. There's no sign of stopping. How significant is it that the Federal Reserve has become a well-known term to the American public and that it's becoming a campaign issue?
Aaron, astounding. funding. I've been interested in the Fed for a very long time. I can remember writing and talking about it in the 1960s. And I can tell you, nobody was interested. Economists were interested. Nobody else was interested. Whether just their eyes would glaze over. Ron Paul, building on the great Austrian economists, Mises and Rothbard, Senholtz, Hayek, and so forth, has made this a popular issue. And of course, as Rothbard always would like to point out, it's not enough to explain economic error. You also have to show that they're ripping you off. So that's what Ron Paul has done with the Fed. He's made Americans understand this is not just a mistake some institution in Washington is making. They are ripping off the average person, not only here but around the world, for the benefit of the big banks. Everything that's happening in Europe, and of course now it's open that the Fed is going to bail out the European banks and the European governments, which are in hock to the banks. Everything happening in Europe has to do with the banks, just like it does here. We all live in a bankocracy. So Ron Paul has made that an issue. And, of course, once people begin to understand that this is morally no different from a counterfeiting operation, only far more damaging than a local counterfeiting operation, realize that this is really a criminal enterprise set up by the big banks back in 1910, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, and so forth. They wrote the Federal Reserve Act, and it was passed under the evil Woodrow Wilson. And has caused endless trouble. When Ron Paul first decided to become a public figure and to give up his very successful medical practice, it was Nixon's closing of the gold window, which was his cutting of the final tie between the dollar and gold. Since that time, the Federal Reserve has been 100% a discretionary institution. They just print as much money as they want. There's no limit on them. And as Ron said, this is going to make sure that average Americans are not going to see, their standard of living is going to be harmed for the benefit of the big interests. And, of course, that's exactly what happened. In fact, really the average American family has not seen an increase in its standard of living since Nixon did that. Yes, we have wonderful gadgets. We have the Internet. We have our computers and iPads and all that, iPods. I love all that stuff myself. But the average family's standard of living has not improved. I don't care what the government statistics are in terms of what you actually have after taxes in the current dollars to spend on your family, to put away for savings or whatever else. It's no different than it was in the early 1970s. That is a criminal act, and of course it's an act of theft. This is not just a mistake. It's a theft, a gigantic theft, the biggest theft in the history of the world, as a matter of fact, engineered by the Federal Reserve for the big banks, and for the government, and for the other big government contractors, also the military-industrial complex, the medical-industrial complex, big pharma, and so forth. All these people, of course, are all on the gravy train. They're all feeding at the trough. While the average guy is being strangled and forced to give up his few bucks to feed to these people. So Ron Paul has made this a tremendous issue, and I'll never forget more than 4 years ago when he spoke at the University of Michigan. After the Michigan debate, when he said what was coming economically, that we were entering a very serious recession, indeed had already entered it. All the other Republican candidates, McCain and all the rest of these creeps, said, "Well, that's ridiculous, Huckabee and so forth. That's ridiculous. Bush is great. The economy is great. How dare you, take a Democratic line, which was their line, and criticize our wonderful president and his management of the economy." So after this, Ron went to the University of Michigan, a very liberal campus. And he spoke to 4,000 students, came out on the quad to hear him. And very unusual for college students to come out and hear somebody. 4,000 kids, and as he's speaking to them, and they're cheering him about foreign policy and everything. But when he started talking about money and the central bank, these kids started chanting, "End the Fed, end the Fed, end the Fed." And that's where Ron got that slogan, came from the students. And some of them started holding up dollar bills that they had lit on fire as if to give a message to Bernanke. And it was a great, it was a tremendous moment. I believe a moment that will be looked back upon by future historians as a real turning point of this country.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then we have Rick Perry writing a book, also picking up on the Fed slogan, "Fed up rather than end the Fed," and other things. It's really strange to see how they try to co-op Ron, even as he has complete success with the people. But the other thing is I caught most of his speech from the California straw poll, and he's not only talking about money and ending the Federal Reserve, but tying it all into a natural rights issue. along with police shutting down lemonade stands, along with police not allowing people to sell raw eggs or raw milk and so forth. Where do you see things going on that front?
Well, you know, of course, Ron always talks about how freedom unites us, because maybe we don't agree with the next guy on every point, but we want freedom for the issues we care about. And there are people who care about healthy food, and they care about being able to have raw milk and have access to something other than foods that are manufactured by the big companies in league with the federal government. And these sometimes people are not libertarians, although I think that they're increasingly becoming libertarians. But so Ron Paul attracts the support of everybody, whether they're quote left or quote right, because we all want freedom. And as he says, it unites us. So I think the food issue is extremely important. When there was a recent, and of course you guys reported on this too, when there was a recent SWAT team attack on an Amish farmer for selling raw milk to willing buyers, that's something out of the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. And in fact, of course, that's already, we live in a fascist state in this country. We've had a fascist economy of at least a Mussolini sort really ever since Franklin Roosevelt. Socialism was really never the danger here. Fascism has been the danger. And, of course, we live under a fascist government, of big corporations and big government ruling the rest of us and in cahoots ripping us off.
Well, they built up a big government system and then rerouting the beneficiaries straight to Wall Street and the rest of the corporations.
Well, of course, it was always that. I mean, Franklin Roosevelt, for example, started Social Security for the same reason that Bismarck started Social Security, to try to fool regular people into thinking that, you know, the government was on their side. Meanwhile, they're picking their pockets and strangling their lives and their families and so forth. So it's always been a ripoff for the big guys. I mean, why would anybody think it's otherwise? I mean, are we really supposed to think that regular people have the influence that George Soros or Warren Buffett or the rest of these creeps have? I mean, it's like a naive view of democracy. In fact, I would argue that the great achievement of democracy from the standpoint of the regime is that it disguises, you know, makes everybody so that Americans so naively, and I would argue stupidly, refer to the government as we. Should we invade Libya? Should we go to the moon? Should we, you know, it's not we. The government is a separate entity. It's a parasite that lives off society. It's the most dangerous parasite in the world. After all, the U.S. government is the biggest, richest, most powerful government ever to exist by many magnitudes. And it's killed millions of people. It has no hesitation in shutting down a little girl's lemonade stand, feeling up people at the airports, which, by the way, they do to make us, to humiliate us and to make us feel that we have no control and we have to do whatever they say. That is the purpose of the feel-ups at the airport. It has nothing to do with, quote-unquote, security. And in fact, I tend to think the whole war on terror has its, as you guys do, has its chimerical aspect to it. But that's not, it's not because they're afraid of some Arab, swarthy Arab guy coming in. It's to oppress, control, humiliate us. And even taking off your shoes is an old technique from the CIA interrogation manual. It humiliates somebody to take your shoes off, to be in your bare feet. So that's why they do it. It's not because of, you know, no other country in the world makes people take their shoes off. I mean, it's our enemy, the state. It's Washington, D.C. Forget bin Laden or all the rest of these guys. The enemy is in Washington. And, you know, that's why Ron Paul runs not for glory, not for power, not for control. He runs to dismantle the apparatus in Washington. He wants to stop the wars, stop the counterfeiting of the Fed, stop the ripoffs for the big banks and the big corporations, stop the ripoffs for big pharma, allow people to have the vitamins, just to take one issue that he introduced a bill about today, allow people to take the vitamins and minerals they want. The FDA, which is an adjunct of the big pharmaceutical companies, is on another tear about, you know, outlawing or at least making us go pay some ripoff price to a doctor, government-approved doctor, to be able to get vitamins and minerals we want. What an outrage. I mean, again, this is, you know, Nazi or Soviet kind of stuff. And so we're living in a very dangerous time. On the other hand, there's more and more opposition from the American people. And, of course, Ron Paul is gathering that opposition, focusing it, and scaring the pants off the establishment. So it's very exciting. And we just have, I would say, even more exciting times ahead.
Well, we're coming up on the break right now. We'll have more with you on the other side. But Where do you see this going as the NFL starts to adopt pat downs, as we see bus and train stations patting people down, as we see shopping centers starting to get ready for TSA-style security? What does that say about the fascist government? And how do we say no when the people have already said no to the TSA?
Well, it's, you know, it's very ominous. And, of course, if the whole terrorist threat were what they say it was, long ago somebody would have blown up a mall or a ticket counter at an airport or whatever, whether there's no, none of, this is all designed to, you know, make us, the cattle, the cash cows, subservient to them. So I hope, you know, thank goodness we can buy online. We don't maybe have to go to the mall, but it's, you know, it's a horrendous thing for already American retailing is in trouble economically. This is a depression. So they're going to make it more difficult for customers to go shop. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, of course, it'll kill business. We'll be back in just a few moments. Infowars.com. Coming up, we have Alan Watt and the great terrorism suspect who dared to research it. Special report from Alex Jones and more. Stay with us. Lou Rockwell.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Okay, we are back again at Infowars.com. I'm still Aaron Dyke sitting in for Alex. The show's just beginning, but we're in our last segment here with Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com, talking about all things politics, all things the dollar, all things the Federal Reserve. And before we get more into the dollar and the quantitative easing, Lou, I wanted to ask you this. How can Ron have the most positive effect? We know you and Alex have discuss, can Ron Paul win? And, of course, if it weren't a rigged game, easily, even with the rigged game, he's still dominating all these polls. We don't know yet what's going to happen once it moves into actual elections. But he's raised the Federal Reserve issue, made a lot of headway on that, been campaigning nationally since at least 2007 on the economic issue. He's gained so much credibility. And meanwhile, we have Obama being undermined from the left, from the anti-war contingent. Even the Black Caucus says they're fed up and they'd be marching on the White House if it weren't for the fact that they simply sort of identify with Obama. But why identify with the puppet when the whole system is ruined, Lou? And how can Ron Paul let the world know he's got the answers and the rest are just part of the same system?
You know, I think here's the conundrum. Ron, of course, as you say, has immense believability on the economy, not only because he's a genius, by the way, and a great economist, even though he doesn't have his degrees in medicine versus economics. He is a real economist, and he can speak with such authority and such truth, and of course he predicted everything, so this is his strength. On the other hand, the Republican Party is a party of bloodthirsty murderers, cheerleaders. I mean, the kind of people who sat in the Roman Colosseum and cheered the gladiators slicing each other up. So I must say that's the way I think of most Republicans and, in fact, most Tea Party people. So here's the question. Can people's concern about the economy, fear about the economy, we all realize instinctively we're in a depression, that our kids and our grandkids are going to be worse off than we are. So if people will put that first, and I think this is very doable because not only because of Ron's tremendous stature, but because of what the government keeps doing to the economy and the Fed, they're making us poorer and poorer. So I think it's a race. It's a race. Will these people are not going to agree with Jesus Christ that blessed are the peacemakers. I don't, especially the Christian right and so forth. I don't see that happening. But will they put that at a second issue and not worry about America dominating the globe and running every country and killing people by the carload? Will they put their desire for that kind of killing all Muslims and so forth, will they put their desire for blood below their desire to have some kind of standard of living for themselves and their family? I think that is the key. Ron is capable of doing it, but the unfortunate ally he's got in this is how the government is stamping on the economy. The more they talk about rate, you know, we're already exactly in the situation that was true in the 1930s. Professor Robert Higgs talks about this, what was called regime uncertainty. People stopped investing. Businessmen stopped hiring because they never knew what Roosevelt was going to do. Was he going to just be like a communist and confiscate everything, or like Hitler or whatever? Nobody knew what he was going to do. And it wasn't until after the war that the economy came back with a bang, by the way, when the government was drastically cut, military spending was drastically cut. And in 1946, we had the greatest year of economic growth in American history by far, 30% economic growth in 1 year. Probably that understates an unbelievable explosion of prosperity. So that's what can happen. We don't have to be sentenced to poverty. We don't have to be sentenced to having our kids worrying about what's going to happen to our kids and our grandkids and great grandkids and so forth. Because the economy is getting worse, Ron Paul not only has a diagnosis about what went wrong, he's got the cure. So that is, I think, where possible victory lies. We just have to see if we can all help him bring that about.
Okay, we're coming up on the break. Thank you so much for joining us. LouRockwell.com. Lots of great coverage there. Stay with us, too. Infowars.com. More coming up after the break.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.